Well, Patrick, we did it.
We done did it.
We played another adventure in the Star Trek Adventures role-playing game.
Yeah.
It was super fun. Some of your old favorites are back. Lindsay.
Yep.
Chris.
Classic.
Classic Chris. Steve Kropa.
Steve Kropa.
And we've got a new friend, Zach Mass.
Yeah, I don't know that guy.
Yeah. Well, he played a great science officer.
Yeah.
It was a blast having him here, and we treated him like the newbie he deserved to be treated
super
like.
Super noob. Yeah.
It was really fun. This is the first part of three that we will be releasing.
Yes, because you may have heard us talk about on the episode that we do have a Patreon now.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon.com/PatTrek. And this episode is free, but there's three parts.
Yes. And parts two and three are only going to be available to Patreon subscribers.
So if you do like what you hear, awesome. We really appreciate your support to our Patreon. And that's how you get parts two and three.
Yes, by going over to patreon.com/PatTrek. Donating $5, and then you'll get access to all of our bonus content, including parts two and three.
This month. But we're going to have it every single month.
Yes.
We're going to have new stuff for you. We will be getting into Star Trek, the original series, later on. And probably some of the motion pictures that they came out, too. And, you know, maybe later on in the year, we'll get another one of these Star Trek adventures for you, too.
Yeah. We're trying to do these as frequently as possible, because they're really fun, and it sounds like you all enjoy listening.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Please enjoy.
Yeah.
The late 80s. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the podcast PatTrek. My continuing mission, to introduce my friend Patrick to the best show that ever ran on television. And to boldly go where millions of white guys with glasses have gone before.
Hello, and welcome to PatTrek. Normally, this is the show where my friend Pat O'Rourke introduces me, Patrick Winninger, to Star Trek The Next Generation, a show that I've never seen.
And I have seen a ton of times. But Patrick, this time, we're playing Star Trek Adventures again.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're back, baby. And I get to play.
And they changed the rules on us.
Yeah, we barely understood them last time.
Yeah, I think we started to get a handle on it, and now they're changed again.
Yeah. And Chris Geiger is going to have his hands full.
Hello. My hands are full of chips right now.
Potato chips or momentum chips?
Like poker momentum chips, yeah.
Mm, yeah. Well, you're the GM tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Doing that.
All right.
Yeah. So excited.
Great intro.
He's focused in.
I'm really focused. I'm trying to get... So the Game Master begins this adventure with 2 points of threat for every player character in the group. So I'm trying to get all my points of threat in order. But this is really exciting. The game is... I like this adventure a lot better than the one that we did.
Good.
Not because of your GMing, but because of the actual adventure itself.
Everything personal. I'm changing the rules, I take personal.
Chris is doing the Season 3 adventure.
Oh! Yeah, this is Season 3. You were only doing Season 1 adventure.
Yours was more like Skin of Evil.
Yeah. No!
Mine actually has a starship in it, so it's
pretty, hell yeah.
It's pretty
good.
Cool.
That other voice you heard was Zach Mass.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody.
Yep.
I just interjected for no reason.
No reason whatsoever. Zach, who are you playing?
I am playing Lieutenant Ermis Antoneau. I am the chief I'm a scientist on the ship.
Not even the chief.
No, I mean, I'm a lieutenant. I'm a lowly lieutenant.
You can be the chief if you want.
Well, yeah, I smugly go to all the other scientists and just like, I'm chief scientist. I may be the lowest ranking officer, but I'm chief scientist.
It's your game. Do what you want. Yeah,
you're just an intern. Never forget it.
That's basically what Wesley did.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I should run down my whole character?
Yeah, just run down a couple of your values.
My values are the thrill of discovery. There's nothing better than practical experience. I have a theory for every situation.
Ugh.
And I'm overeager.
Oh, my God. You are Wesley.
We're going to hate this guy.
Yeah. No, I'm
Ermis. Ermis.
No, I'm the tolerable Wesley.
So when he wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Wesley in all the scenes you didn't see Wesley.
Yeah.
Where he's cool.
Wesley post-traveler.
Yeah. I'm a human. I'm enthusiastic, I'm observant, and I'm a polymath. Well, what does polymath mean?
I mean, it just means that you know
like
a lot of things.
Of math, right?
Yeah, you're like a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just seeing if you guys did.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It'll be funnier the second time.
Yeah, no. I was like, as soon as, like, this is not.
This isn't going to work.
You made that joke earlier.
It wasn't funny the first time. Someone said, say that when we're recording, because they were just screwing with me.
Yeah. And that person who was screwing with you was Stephen Kropa.
Hey.
Welcome back, man.
Thank you. Happy to be back. I am playing Lieutenant Commander Sabin Giral.
Are you sure that's how you say it?
That's how I say it. It's my name.
Okay.
I am a Beta Zoid, who are the telepathic folks. Some of my values are I have a responsibility to the truth. Deeds matter more than intent. I'm always watching.
Okay, so you're a creep?
And I keep the peace.
Diametrically opposed.
And my role on the ship is I am the chief of security, and it really does say chief.
I know.
So I know it's real.
I like a Beta Zoid chief of security.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy
to
me.
Touchy-feely, like, yeah. You know.
They're going to empathize with every single person.
That's right. Kind of how I want security in our world to work, right?
Yeah,
to
it'd be better.
Yeah.
And imagine interrogations. It's just like,
right.
Hey.
Come on.
More like Beta Cook.
Come on.
Edit.
This is why you're not. This is why you never made chiefs.
Chief of snowflakes.
Yeah.
And our captain guiding the ship. It's Lindsay. Welcome back, Lindsay.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. Today I'm playing the captain, the lone female captain on a ship full of what I'm assuming are a bunch of.
There's usually one captain.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I meant to say I'm the lone female who is also a captain.
You just mansplained captaining.
Yeah.
To the captain.
Which was.
Yeah. Way to keep the peace, dipshit.
I'm
not in character yet.
I'm definitely gonna remember that later. I am playing Captain Terrell. I'm a Vulcan. Some of my values that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. So if any of you idiots get in a bind, I'm probably leaving you behind. Emotion in a crisis only makes things worse. The right words at the right time can avert disaster. Decisive, but never hasty. And it is worth noting that I'm also proficient in the fine arts of Susmana, Vulcan martial arts, and the Vulcan neck pinch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
OP.
Yeah. Terrell. Captain Terrell is cool.
So, Patrick, who are you playing?
All right, well, this is going to be confusing because my name is Lieutenant Commander Tyrol.
God damn it.
Just make sure that you really enunciate Tyrol.
Yeah, Lieutenant Commander Tyrol Varet, an Andorian. You know, one of those blue people with the antennas and white hair. Yeah, those guys are cool. I am the chief engineer, actually a chief. And my values.
I see one of these things is not like the other.
Well, you guys are all chiefs of your departments because you played the previous game.
Oh, that's right.
That's gotcha.
That's why Zach is a lower rank.
Right? Oh.
Yes, for our random picking of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Really worked out. <so much. laughs>
So my values.
We leveled up.
Chris, that was good GMing right there.
I was really trying.
My values are vigorous, aggressive, and passionate. Take good care of my ship. Threw out the handbook and wrote my own.
The name of your autobiography.
Yes. Threw out the handbook and wrote my own. And brash and outspoken.
So you're like the weekend dad.
And who are you, Pat?
Yes. I'm the cool dad.
I am playing Harris Blackwood.
Wow.
I like to seek out new life.
What rank are you?
Commander.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a step above a chief.
Yeah,
step
right.
Below captain.
That's like a that's a original series name. That's like one of those like super waspy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They want to make sure that you are white and in charge.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I am straight up Riker. That's what this character
Blackwoods,
is.
Yes.
Yeah. Seek out new life. Driven and ambitious. Always there for the crew. So I'm going to be fighting with Lindsay a bunch.
Yeah.
And drawn to the unknown.
Ooh. But does it say that you're a sex maniac?
No, but it's implied.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, not like Riker, though.
Well, right.
Every
dude, the girls come to Riker. Riker doesn't go to the girls.
Sure, right. They do.
Girls come
sure.
From Riker, huh? Huh?
Okay.
So, God. Normal officer, lieutenant, Aramis, Antonou.
This is why you ain't a chief, man.
So, hey, that's a scientific fact, all right?
So this is Captain Terrell's. You guys are all serving on Captain Terrell's ship, which is the USS Venture.
Ooh.
It is a newly commissioned Galaxy-class starship, which is the same as the Enterprise D. You remember.
What's the name of it? Sorry.
The Venture.
Venture?
Like that old failed retail store.
So, oh yeah.
So you are a brand new crew to this ship. And it's a brand new ship. You guys are operating out of an area called the Shackleton Expanse, which is in honor of the famed 20th century Earth explorer, Ernest Shackleton.
That was the Antarctica guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Shackleton Expanse is an unknown, uncharted territory of space beyond the borders of the Klingon and Romulan empires. You're working together with the Klingons in exploring this area of space that has never been explored before. It's untouched, unventured area. There's only three Federation starships in the area. It's your ship, another ship that is an Intrepid-class starship called the Bellerophon.
Yeah. Bellaroth?
Bellerophon.
Bellagoa Island?
Which is like the Voyager.
Okay.
And then the USS Thunderchild, which is a cool.
Oh, yeah. Why couldn't we get on that one? Yeah.
which is an Akira.
Can we change our ship's name to the Thunderchild?
Welcome to Star Trek Adventures. You're on the USS Venture.
Meanwhile, the Thunderchild, which is an Akira class warship.
God damn.
Which is the coolest fucking ship in the.
It's Akira class?
Yeah, which is also the coolest class. Yeah. It is the best ship. They're the cool crew.
God.
Yeah.
They get to have.
Why
all
are they the cool crew?
Yeah. Oh, they're part of.
Did you just hear the name of their ship?
A sign that just knew.
They also don't have to wear uniforms. They don't.
What?
They get to wear whatever they want.
Oh, denim everywhere.
Yeah. Jeans day on the ship.
Their captain's probably scientist.
So.
On a warship, get real. You wish.
So you're operating in the Shackleton Expanse, and you're operating specifically off of a starbase called Narendra Station. Which was formerly Starbase 364. Narendra Station was named that after, if you might recall, some of you from the outpost Narendra 3 that was destroyed by the Romulans. It was a Klingon outpost destroyed by Romulans. And only one Federation starship responded to that distress call, which was the Enterprise C. It was formerly commanded by Captain Rachel Garrett and was destroyed in that combat. There was a Star Trek episode about that.
Oh,
where
I was going to ask.
Where the Enterprise C encounters the Enterprise D. But seeing as this is a joint venture between the Klingons and the Federation, they felt that it was fitting to name the station after that. So that is the station in the region that you are operating out of. Currently, you're on your first mission, delivering scientific equipment to Epsilon 19, which is a small scientific research station in the Osarin system.
Hell yeah.
It's deep in the Shackleton Expanse.
Oh, science is getting jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
So,
nothing like the thrill of discovery.
I could not agree with you more.
The star of the Osarin system is collapsing at an unusual rate, and it's mysteriously emanating triolic waves of increasing strength. So the Epsilon 19 station was constructed to kind of monitor the star and kind of determine why it was decaying so rapidly, as well as find out where that triolic radiation was coming from. So this is a newish station, but it's kind of like almost like a temporary station. It's not a very large station. And its commander, Eric Johansson, is actually familiar to Captain Terrell. They went through the academy together. And they always kind of had a little bit of a rivalry. But Terrell became captain of the Venture, and Johansson became the commander of a temporary research outpost in the middle of the Shackleton.
The choice was logical.
Absolutely. So you're delivering some scientific equipment. The station doesn't have the capacity to dock the Venture to the station, so you're all transported over, and then the Venture is going to go off and continue with the chief science officer to actually do some investigations of the triolic radiation of their own.
Would you say the Venture is venturing?
It is venturing.
Got it.
By your orders.
The chief science officer or
yeah, it's
the
a different
scientist?
Guy.
No, it's a different guy.
Your boss.
Your boss is going to take
it.
Nice try.
So before,
how funny would it be if he just went and had a different adventure?
But the reason why you're taking a command staff is because Johansson invited you all over to have dinner that evening at the station.
Ominous.
So before you transport over with the equipment, you'll need to decide what you want to bring with you. You are just going to dinner, so...
Does he need cups and plates?
Does he need ice?
Should make a call.
I'm usually the ice guy.
Is it a black tie affair?
Yeah. No, this
well, that's what I was going to say. We should wear our formal
uniforms. This isn't
uniforms.
Dress uniform.
No, dress uniforms.
Because they don't have dress uniforms because they're just...
It's jeans day. Just
yeah, but I believe you always dress yes. 1 degree better
than your host.
Than your host.
You are welcome to wear your dress uniforms if you wish.
Is the dress uniform just adding a clip-on tie to the collar?
No, it's a full... It's a dress. Like, literally a dress. Yeah.
It's everyone's wearing
a
dress.
I wore my deepest V. Okay.
Phasers are probably not something you want to bring with you, but maybe your chief security officer might want to bring
one. Never leaves my hip.
As a security officer. Just because it's not... you don't really bring phasers with you to board other Federation ships.
Trap.
Okay, so what do we want to bring?
Well,
science guy, are you going to bring a tricorder? Do you know what a tricorder is? Should I show you one?
Yes. Please show me what a tricorder is.
I have one as well.
I hand you a tricorder.
Oh, ooh, yes.
You can do all sorts of science stuff
course.
Through it.
Yes, I remember these from my studies.
Well, I believe it would be prudent if the entire crew brought their communicators at minimum.
Yes. Boop. Testing.
All right, did you... is that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi.
Roger.
What? Hey.
Hey, quit playing around on this.
I'm actually really confused about what you're all doing because we're all standing next to each other.
I'm going to bring my engineering toolkit. As well as something that I just Googled, Andorian spice bread.
Okay. Very nice.
I assume he has a replicator on the ship, so it doesn't really matter, but, you know, just it's a nice gesture.
The last thing you'll note before you beam over is that Tactical would have informed Captain Terrell that there's a unarmed merchant vessel also orbiting the station, presumably to do business with them or transport. Equipment.
Do we know what planet or like what?
They hailed back as having an Orion captain, but...
What's an Orion?
Orion are the green
The
skin.
Green people. Yes. Yeah, okay.
But they didn't... But they're unarmed. They don't seem threatening.
All right.
I bring a pocket comb.
Okay.
So well, there might be green people coming. Yeah. I gotta make sure to keep my hair tight.
So you're beamed over to the Epsilon 19... and you're greeted by Commander Johansson. Welcome to Epsilon 19. Thank you all so much for joining us. Would you like to stay for dinner?
Yes.
That's why we're here.
Thank you.
I'm starving.
Yeah, you don't hurt.
I must say, you have a beautiful station.
I have brought Andorian spice bread.
It's very, very gracious of you. I have sort of an allergy to Andorian spices, but I'm sure that some of our other guests might enjoy it.
Should I put it in the airlock or something? Like how?
No, you can bring it with you.
Oh, okay. It's fine. I didn't know if it was like a peanut thing.
No, it's not an air thing.
Oh, right.
It's inside. I can't eat it.
Oh.
I eat it all.
You're missing out.
Go into
it's great.
Shock, but.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, don't worry about that. I got an EpiPen with me, so.
thank you. Captain Terrell, it's good to see you.
Might I say, Eric, it's very good to see you again.
Nice to see you as
well. How have things been going on the space station?
Oh, they've been going great.
Really?
They've been going so great.
Really?
I'm
sensing a lot of things between you two.
You know, you don't have to say that out loud.
Yeah, we all sense it.
It would actually be...
Yeah, this is just like a normal empathy thing.
Yeah.
It's obviously tense.
This is...
they have some history together.
Saban, please don't show off in front of the guests. Thanks. Anyway, back to you, Eric.
Well, this is just a one-time thing. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, commanding on this
station
before I get onto my own command, you know.
How long you been here?
Well, this is short, so I've only been here for a few months since the station was commissioned, so it's just short-term.
Well, you're keeping it top-notch.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I would love to give you a tour, but the tour might have to wait till after dinner because we have guests already here.
Oh, we're late? I'm so sorry.
It's so fine. It's very fine.
What guests do you have here?
Orion captain is joining us, and also our scientists are eager to meet you all. And
the captain of that big hunk of junk up there?
I mean, That's extremely rude.
Yeah, I mean, don't say that in front of me.
Yeah, please.
Oh, hey, we're all among friends, right?
No,
we
just met this guy.
Technically, you're a subordinate. We are not friends.
Is this a new guy? Or
yeah.
What?
Yeah, we try to keep him under wraps, but he's a little bit of a wily one.
We needed our real chief engineer, or no, our real chief science officer to stay on the ship, so we had to bring him along this.
Hey, I'm ranking science guy right now. Okay?
This really reminds me of that one freshman from Academy, you know, that we used to pick on all the time.
Oh, yes, I do recall that. If I found things humorous, I would have thought that memory was very funny.
We had such an easy rapport in Academy, if you remember. I really think
they have a history.
An easy back and forth.
That's one way of remembering our interchanges, yes. But may I say, we are very much looking forward to dinner, so maybe we should retire to the dining room.
Absolutely. Please follow me.
I'm combing my hair.
I'm walking backwards.
Do you have a beard?
Yeah, I totally have a beard. And I'm combing that as well.
You're combing both at the same time?
Yeah, okay. Comb for each hand.
one's a tiny beard comb.
Commander Blackwood, please stop combing your hair in front of the guests.
I'm making sure to circle the group as we walk.
I just want to make sure I look good when I meet new people.
So you arrive at dinner, which is in a pretty non-elegant room. It's kind of similar to the meeting room of the galaxy class ship of the Venture, just with a window overlooking the glowing blue sun. Already at the table is the head scientist of the station, a Bolian woman named Lenana Mosa.
What's a Bolian?
Bolians are the blue-skinned, bald race with the line down the center.
Oh, okay.
Of their face. Kind
of
looks
what
like
what you make chicken stock out of.
Yeah, Bolian. But also at the table is already the Orion captain, a woman who goes by the name of Paja.
Heyo.
Heyo.
And standing by the other door are two Nausicaans. Nausicaans are very imposing aliens with glam metal hair and very severe, ugly faces. They're not holding any weapons. Everyone is unarmed. But when you all sit down, Paja snaps her fingers, and the Nausicaans produce a series of gifts, specifically to the commander of the station. Paja has been flirting relentlessly with as soon as he entered. French wines from Chateau Picard, Delvin fluff pastries for dessert, and even a Triaxian silk robe for the commander. Just tons and tons of things, which Johannesson, by the way, is loving. He is loving all of this gifts bestowed upon him.
I'm not threatened, by the way.
If no one takes the spice bread, we take it back.
Yeah, right, yeah. I was going to say, I brought some spice bread.
Everyone kind of ignores it.
It's not fruitcake, all right? It's spice bread. It's different. There's spices in it. It's not fruit. I'm just going to leave this loaf on the table.
After the first course is brought in and Johannesson welcomes you all to begin eating, he sort of falls away from talking to all of you and flirts with Paja at the end of the table. Meanwhile, the scientist, Dr. Mosa, starts partaking in the spice bread.
Oh, hell yeah.
I loved this. This is. I used to have this growing
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is really great. Thank you so much for bringing all of this equipment. We really desperately needed it for our research.
Yeah, how is that going, by the way? I know that there's been some very strange emanations coming from this star.
The Osarian sun is dying at an incredible rate. I mean, we've determined that, you know, the process of decay has been increasing exponentially over the past millennia, and it's only increased even more over the last year alone.
What's the half-life currently at?
Well, we expect the star to collapse within the next 6 months, if we're to be honest.
6 months?
Wow, are we safe here?
I mean, for the next 6 months.
Okay.
But when it dies, we don't expect it to go nova. It kind of seems like it'll just disappear, as if all of the energy is just going away.
Isn't that just a metaphor for life?
There's no
okay,
place
well,
for
the scientific
right
explanation is not, you know, we're not doing metaphysics here, okay? We're not bringing poetry to the station. We're bringing scientific equipment, okay?
But what is life but poetry?
Oh, good point.
Thank you. We high five.
So you mentioned this triolic radiation from the star.
Yeah, there's just waves of it emanating from the sun, but we've examined the sun. There's no source to the triolic radiation, which is what is confusing us. There's It's not a natural thing. It's not a natural phenomenon.
Is this going to have an impact on the rest of the star system?
We theorize that when the sun dies, a lot of these planets will die with them, obviously. But the radiation is going to do severe lasting damage to the sector.
And the radiation is extremely triolic, which is...
Three times.
Yeah, I was just seeing if you knew that
as much.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing me. Please stop talking.
Are there other planets or people in the sector that will be affected by this?
There are none in this system, but we worry that perhaps the triolic radiation, if we can't find the source of it, that maybe it'll continue on to other systems. Since we are not sure where it's coming from, is this a phenomenon that is isolated to the Osarin star, or is it something that is much more problematic for the Expanse? We've only been here for 6 months, so...
And you only got 6 months left.
Yeah, so...
Your half-life is over.
But in worst-case scenario, this is just going to happen to another star system, right?
So I mean, that is an absolute... Sure, but...
That would be bad.
What star system would it go to next?
Oh, okay.
Right?
That'd be really bad, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that's good.
Okay.
I'm not saying, hey, let's hope that this happens.
Has this happened before? And then we can track the... path of it?
Not that we know of.
All right.
This is our first encounter with this phenomenon.
Is there any way to contain the radiation?
We haven't really found out a source for it, so we don't know how to contain it.
Can you pass the butter?
Where have you looked for a source?
Well, we've analyzed the system. We've analyzed the star itself. The energy from the star is just kind of slipping into... I don't know, another dimension? It's almost, we don't have any proof of that, but it's just going somewhere, and there's radiation coming out in waves. So,
can we put Ermis on your science station, and maybe we could look for a wormhole or something?
Well, we already have 15 scientists.
Oh, and I'm sure they're all better than Ermis.
Oh, well, okay. They probably need a chief scientist.
They are all experts in varying fields. Okay. Some of the brilliant, most brilliant minds that the that Narendra Station could offer us.
Do you need a gopher?
Absolutely, we can
use
it.
There you go.
Yeah, he's great at getting coffee.
Yeah.
Is this a Cabernet?
That's a white, dude.
Yeah, Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, okay.
He pulls out his tricorder and he starts scanning the wine.
How old are you?
I am a precocious 23.
Precocious, okay.
You'll have to forgive him. He's a virgin.
Hey, no, I'm...
You are! Hey, buddy, I got your back. I'll help you out.
If I'm to be honest, most of the scientists on board the station are. Well.
They are!
I'm a virgin by choice. I'm a virgin by choice. Okay. By choice, I'm a virgin.
Yeah, he's a Volcel, guys.
Yeah, right. I'm a Volcel.
Is that like being a polymath?
Commander Blackwood...
they're one and the same, yes.
Okay.
Commander Blackwood, in the middle of this conversation, you notice every now and then, as you can't help yourself but be drawn to the Orion woman, that she is making eyes with you as well from across the table.
Hey, excuse me, guys.
Hey, Seven, what's going on here?
Hey, Blackwood, did you notice that this woman's been making eyes at you?
Hey, read her mind. What's she into?
Can I read her mind?
I don't know. But
is that like unethical?
Do you have a talent?
Yeah. I have Betazoid telepathy. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, just read what the ability says.
You're able to sense the surface thoughts and emotions of living creatures, barring a few species immune to telepathy.
Okay.
Though this may still require a task during a stressful situation, which
okay.
it's not.
Which is not.
With concentration, you can read deeper thoughts and project your thoughts to others.
Okay. Do you just want to get the surface, or do you want to?
I want to get the surface and then project the shirtless image of
that
him.
That means you got to go deep
into okay. her head.
Yikes.
Okay. We know what women want.
But do you?
No.
The surface that you are getting from her is that. She.
The surface thoughts.
Seven, be a little more inconspicuous.
She is not entirely what she seems to be.
She's not what she seems to be.
And that she
that doesn't
is
bother
here,
me.
And that she is here for a reason.
She's here for a reason.
That is not entirely altruistic.
That is not entirely altruistic.
Okay. All right. I used to walk over and start talking to her.
Something tells me that that really wasn't what Harris was looking for.
I like that he just went for it anyway.
As you go around the table a little bit to kind of get close to the situation, Johansson gives you the meanest look.
I shoot him double thumbs up. I shout from across the table, Sobbin, what's going on over there? Can you project in my mind what's going on over there?
You sit down, and Paja turns coyly to you. Hello.
Hey, how long have you been here?
We just arrived just today.
Oh, yeah?
Was that your ship outside?
It is, the Venture.
It's very nice.
Thank you. What's the name of your ship?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't name your ship?
Let me look it up.
I could find that for you.
It is the Opulence.
Of course it is. The Opulence. The Opulence. What a beautiful name for a ship.
Thank you.
Almost as beautiful as its captain.
She blushes and in a way that is very telling for her Orion skin tone.
Yeah, so she gets greener?
She gets red.
Negging the ship. Yeah.
So, why are you here?
Oh, we had some business to do with the station. We had some equipment that we were transporting with them. And obviously, we like to get to know all of the stations in the sector.
I project into Blackwood's head, remember, it's not altogether altruistic.
And I shoot you a double thumbs up.
And
what'd you just say to him?
And recently, our ship suffered some damage from an ion storm. So
oh,
we
those
wanted
ion
to
storms.
Get some repairs from the station.
Was the ion at all related to the radiation?
We have no idea. It was pretty sudden.
Do you know
also,
any?
Oh. I project also, into his head. Ask her if it was trion.
Radiation, right?
Trion, well, because it was ion, but this is whatever.
Triolic.
Triolic.
Also, she turns to the commander and says, speaking of, our ship is so cramped. And your space station is so vast. Do you think our crew could use some of your entertainment facilities to kind of stretch our legs a little bit, get some...
You guys are going to go to the holodeck?
We'd love to... We haven't experienced a holodeck.
Oh, man. I'd love to show you.
He's in there all the time.
So I approached the scene. Mm-hmm. Hi. Really nice to meet you. Captain Paja.
Oh, hey, Captain.
Terrell, come on.
I don't believe we've been in... Captain...
Captain Terrell. Captain Terrell of the Venture.
Very nice to meet you.
So, I hear you would like to come aboard our ship.
Absolutely. Our ship is so small. We'd love to stretch our legs a little bit.
I thought we could be cordial hosts.
I project into Terrell's head. Her motives are not altogether altruistic.
We don't have to board. We could just stretch out in the station. That's all we're looking for.
Well, I completely understand the situation that you're in, but I think it would be best if we maybe went through a vetting process with our security officers before we let your crew on ship.
And my ears perk up.
That seems a little unnecessary.
You're reading minds, but your ears perk up.
Johansson also speaks up. That seems highly unnecessary. These are get Terrell.
To be fair, it seems very necessary. We have a long track record of horrible security.
I slam, because I'm the only one with a blaster. I slam my blaster.
Phaser.
My phaser.
My blaster. Yeah,
not Star Wars.
I call my phaser's name is Blaster.
Copyright 2016 CBS Studios Incorporated, Star Trek and related Martian Logan Chambers, CBS Studios Incorporated, all rights reserved.
I slam my phaser on the desk, and I go, there's always time for some security.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's a weapon.
Yeah, I think we can be a little bit calmer, Commander.
I put it holstered. Duly noted. And I sit down.
I have to say that all of these sudden outbursts are unnecessary at this table.
I completely agree, actually, as I hate outbursts. But you do understand.
I remember from our time in the Academy, you just hated outbursts.
I'm kind of hating this interaction as well. But
guys, there's something happening between them.
Please be quiet, Commander Lieutenant. I mean, I'm sure you guys understand. We know that you're honorable, you're good people. We have no reason to believe that there'll be anything wrong, but you don't mind if Commander Sabin comes over and just maybe does some a little bit of questioning to make sure that we're all on the up and up before you come to the ship?
Johansson stands up. Captain, this is entirely inappropriate. I am the commanding officer of this vessel, and even though you outrank me, you do not outrank me on this station. And I say they are fine.
Correct, but they're coming to my ship, and I say they are not.
They don't need to come to your ship. They can just come to the station.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Can we all just chill out? And I want to use my people skills.
Okay. So this would be a diplomacy. So this is your first task.
Yeah.
Is trying to convince Johansson to not let the Orions join the ship. Or not the ship, the station.
Is violence on its way or no?
Violence on its way.
Yeah. Here's what I'm trying to ask. Here, so I have people skills and I have calm under pressure.
The Bob Dylan song, violence on its way.
I would say that this is definitely kind of becoming a stressful situation as one of your officers has just taken out their phaser and slammed it on a table.
Mm-hmm. So I holstered it back.
So this is going to be a social conflict. What it will be is
presence and command.
Yes, yeah, presence and command. And then this is going to be just going to be an opposing check.
And then my focus is diplomacy.
Mm-hmm. So you can. So this will be, if you get anything below your discipline, would count as two successes.
Got it.
Okay.
So wait, so then it's presence plus command. So
presence
that's 14.
Plus command.
Yeah.
And you got to roll under that.
And I got to roll. Sure. And what's the difficulty check? One?
You have to get more successes than I get successes.
Got it. Oh, booyah. I got four successes.
Oh, my gosh.
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
Okay, so I get two successes, but that is not enough to beat your 4.
So then we got 2 momentum points.
You do. So I will add these to your pool.
So those are in our pool. When you guys want to do something, use them.
Okay. So
I don't know if I'll remember them behind the Cheez-Its box.
So classic roleplay. So go ahead and say to me what you would be saying to back down the commander.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Can't we all just chill out? We all want to get together, get to the holodeck as fast as possible. But before we do, we just got to make sure everything's cool. And I pull out my comb and run it through my hair.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I apologize, Captain. We should follow protocol here.
I apologize, Paja,
but...
It seems that when a man told you what to do, you seem to be okay with it. Surprise, surprise.
Hey, Vulcan.
She has a name, Harris. Yeah.
Hey,
also, she's our captain.
Also, it's captain.
All right, let me take that again.
Yeah, this is your captain speaking.
Captain Terrell, sometimes it's easier to use honey than vinegar.
I imagine this is a human metaphor that you're using.
It is.
And because I don't want to hear it anymore, I'm just going to go with it.
Cool.
Well, since this dinner has gone where it has, I'm just going to say thank you for joining me and let us vet the Orions and go from there.
If everyone can start a line over to the left.
I am going to head up to the command deck and come see me when you're ready to begin.
Great,
and
thank you.
He exits. Paja stands up, looks at all of you very severely, looks at you, Commander Blackwood, with a kind of a wink, and then leaves, followed by the Nausicaans.
7 o'clock! How is deck 2?
Desert scene.
Desert scene. Yeah.
Make it sad.
At the end, also, Dr. Mosa stands up as well, says, well, this went as well as I expected, but thank you for the bread.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. The replicator, it's, you know, make as many as you want.
Yeah, do you want to take the rest of that? Because I don't really want to, none of us really want to eat
what?
It. I'm just, no.
You don't appreciate a good spice bread.
No, well, we can have it whenever we want, so why should we eat it now?
She says, thank you. I'm sure the other scientists would enjoy this. And she takes the bread and touches Lieutenant Commander Valoret?
Tyrol Varet.
Tyrol Varet's arm a little too long. And then
there's something.
Did you, did you pick up what was going on there? All right, good.
And then heads for the turbo lift where she heads to the science deck. So you guys are now free in the ship. Obviously,
I'm just going to run willy-nilly.
Or not the ship, the station.
Uh-oh.
So you can do any number of things. You can kind of check in with the venture. You can go ahead and move on to the next scene.
Oh, we got this momentum. Let's do something.
Can I let them know that her motives were not altogether altruistic?
Yeah, absolutely.
Her motives were not altogether altruistic.
We all know that.
No, only you and I
didn't know that.
I put that in your head.
Oh,
and I told you in your head, but I didn't tell either of them in their heads.
So can
why didn't you tell me that? You were just telling me jokes from across the table.
So have you been able to determine what their motives actually are, Commander?
I don't, but I do appreciate the promotion.
Lieutenant Commander. Well, you still call Lieutenant Commander.
It literally says Commander on your name tag.
I know. It was Lieutenant. You called me Commander, so I took it.
I do believe they still call Lieutenant Commanders in Star Trek.
I have a theory for every situation, and I have a theory for this one.
Do tell.
Okay, this is going to be good.
Question.
That's not a theory. That's a question.
No, I'm positing.
This has gone off the rails.
Setting up. Question. I know the answer. I know the hypothesis to the. I'm setting it up with the scientific method.
Just get it out.
Okay, go. Yeah,
this is like how Columbo solves the
question. Why would a merchant ship need to establish a business relationship with an outpost that's only going to be here for the next 6 months at most, in a place where that might even be obliterated in 6 months?
You'll also recall that they stopped because of engine failure, or because of damage to the ship.
Hypothesis.
I only bring that up because you would know that.
Wait, the hypothesis is... Oh, right. Sorry, I thought the hypothesis was a question.
I
was thinking of the term hypothetical question. I should know this. I'm an engineer. Anyway, please continue.
Yeah, officer, please just get to the point.
Well, something is amiss.
Great. I'm glad we talked about this. Thank you.
Oh, God. Yes. Captain.
Yes.
How do you feel about what's going on with the radiation? Should we be focused on that or what's happening with the ship? Or with the... I'm sorry.
Station.
Yeah, with the station and these Orions.
I would like Commander Sabin, or Lieutenant Commander Sabin, or whatever he is today, to continue on with the security check. I would like to check back in with the Venture to make sure that everything's okay. And we might need to stay here and look into this radiation problem a little bit further. I am concerned about the life on the other planets existing in the star system.
So what are our assignments? Where should we go?
Well, I just told you to continue.
Right, but should I go up the... elevator?
Remember that line of people you had form up?
They all left the room.
How did they leave the room already?
Nobody listened to me.
Well, I would like you to please go.
That's Star Trek security.
Well,
nobody was listening to me.
This was highly disappointing. Please go follow after those people and actually do your security check.
So I'm going to follow all the people who just left.
Okay.
At some point,
does someone want to come with me?
Yes, why don't you?
I'll go with you.
All right, let's go.
I mean, it probably makes sense for you guys to stick together in general, even if you're contacting. Oh, that's fine. Okay. All right. Doesn't matter.
Well, hold on. We can edit.
No, I wanted to already leave.
Okay.
No,
my own Scooby-Doo mystery.
No, actually, that's fine. So who's staying in the room?
Everyone's staying in the room except for Sabin. No,
I guess I'm going.
No one is going.
And Blackwood?
I run cavalierly.
Blackwood, were you going with him?
Actually, I would like Blackwood to stay with us.
Okay.
So we're just in the dining room, right?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Should we go maybe like talk to the science crew or whatever?
Yeah, I'd like Irmus to go with Commander Sabin to go check out the rest of this crew and go talk with the rest of the science crew.
Okay. So
that's at the station.
So two of you are leaving.
I'm already down the hall.
Okay.
Hold up. I try to think really hard. Hold up.
Commander Vaoret, what are you doing?
Whatever I'm ordered to do. At
Commander
this point.
Vey, right? Would you please get in contact with the Venture and see how they're doing?
Oh, the ship. Yes.
Yeah. The ship that
I
you
know
care
my
so
ship.
Much about.
I will do that post haste. Yeah.
And Captain and Commander, what are you two doing?
Captain?
Oh, I feel like I've run out of things to tell you guys to do.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I'll just go see what Porsche's up to.
That seems a little dangerous, actually.
I'll just go see what Paja's up to.
I see that you've slipped into your normal habits of forgetting the names of the women that you just recently met.
Yeah, he's been calling the Minuet program Manuel. for like a year, and I've never corrected you. I'm sorry. You
know. Commander Blackwood, I do feel like we should go see Captain Johansson, or Commander Johansson.
Commander Johansson.
We're all the same, and except for the science officer in this game.
I'm down the hall, so I can't get offended.
Yeah, let's
go. They just called you a science officer.
Oh, what?
So you two will be going to see the commander.
Yes.
And then
you
two are heading to do the security check.
Yes.
And you're contacting the venture.
The venture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So all four of you take the same turbo lift because there's only one turbo lift.
Well, this is awkward. We already said our goodbyes.
How are you so far ahead of us, and now we're all in the same turbo lift?
I press the button.
Let us first do the contact with the venture. So you hit your communicator.
Yes.
Hey, no, not you.
Roger.
No, I'm trying to get to the venture. No, yeah, hang up, please. This isn't a party line.
Hello, this is Commander Johansson.
Oh, no, I was trying to get the venture. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I got the wrong channel again. All right, I'm going to...
This is Commander Johansson.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm not mad at you, I'm mad at me.
Okay.
Commander Barrett, are you okay over there?
Yes, I'm fine. It's just this radiation is probably messing up with the communication signals.
I'm sorry, my hand was just on my... I heard all that.
No, just could you just hang up?
All right. I believe you heard it because we were all in the same.
Everyone hang up but me. All right. No, you pressed it again.
I was hanging up.
Oh, well, now you're back on the line. Hit it again. All right.
It's Commander Johansson.
Look, I'm sorry. It's the radiation.
Yeah, okay.
It's messing with my signal.
All right, you successfully get through to the venture.
Thank God.
you contact Lieutenant Commander Velik, who is the Vulcan Chief Science Officer of the ship.
Lieutenant Commander.
Lieutenant Commander.
I'm just checking in with a venture. I want to alert you of the situation here.
What seems to be happening?
Well, it's not a huge deal, but I'm sure you saw the merchant ship, the Opulence. It's an Orion ship. There is a bit of a disagreement over whether or not they should be vetted because they want to stay on the station for a little while. So we successfully convinced them of that. We're a little unclear about their motives. As
how far can I project thoughts?
Not to them.
As Commander...
Only immediate to him.
Yeah, I know. As Commander Seven has pointed it out, their motives are not altogether altruistic.
What do you mean?
Well, that's pretty much all he's told me, is that their motives are not altogether altruistic.
What are their motives?
I don't know.
What have they told you?
Literally, none of us know.
They just said that they wanted to use the holodecks, that they were looking for shore leave, basically, here on the station. But we're kind of in the middle of nowhere. They said they were... experienced an ion storm, and Lieutenant Irmas did point out that we are in the middle of nowhere. It's very strange for a merchant ship to be out this far.
Commander Verrett, there have been no records of an ion storm in this area.
Oh.
She lied to me.
Hey, guys, she lied.
What? Shocking, a woman that
you
want to sleep.
There's been no ion storm.
I lied to her.
Did you all hear that? Am I on speakerphone?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to tell them.
I'm reading your mind.
But,
there was no ion storm.
Are you talking to Velik?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Velik.
I just said this isn't a party line.
Get off the line.
How's the science going down out there, huh? You need any help with the science?
No, we're good. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lieutenant Commander. Please continue.
We just ran a scan of Paja's ship, and there's no signs of damage or anything to it.
Hmm.
What's he saying?
He said
there's no damage on the ship.
In fact, and then all of a sudden the communications cut off.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Okay, so the communication just cut off.
Let's switch over to those of you on the turbo lift. It's new scene, so you lose one momentum.
Okay.
Yikes.
Should have used it.
Yeah.
So as you are in the turbo lift, we're heading up towards the command deck first. Suddenly, you hear an explosion high above you. And the lift screeches to a halt, and all of you are jolted off your feet.
Oh, boy.
The lights turn from the normal fluorescent white to a red, and then suddenly the turbo lift begins to fall.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
Oh!
Whoa! Okay. I look up. Is there, like, a thing?
Peaches. Hot sauce. 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 Got your peaches.